How good was that sting in the old Hipkins back down tail, eh? Scrapping the merger, the income insurance, the hate speech. But hold on, how about a record increase in the minimum wage? Up $1.50 to $22.70 an hour. He told us it was barely inflationary, and he said that with a straight face. Business New Zealand Chief Executive Kirk Hope is with us. Good morning. Do you feel you've been had by the government yet again? Hipkins trails himself up to Auckland, goes, oh, we're listening, and he's clearly not listening at all.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think if you continue to increase the minimum wage at the rate that Labor have, something like 34% over 5 years, you're going to run into some problems. So do I feel like government is listening? Absolutely not, particularly on the minimum wage issues. They could have said, you know what, we're going to scrap fair pay agreements because this isn't the end of wage rounds. And there will be inflation.
Do you think they'll get around to FPA? I didn't see light rail there yesterday. I thought that was an easy target. Do you see FPA getting scrapped eventually or not?
Well, no, I don't think so. If you look at the direction that they've gone with minimum wage, so that is a real kick in the guts, I think, for a lot of particularly smaller businesses that have struggled through COVID. You know, if they're an Auckland smaller business, they'll be hit in some way, shape or form by the floods, whether it's through direct impact or whether it's through a reduction in demand because there's, you know, less people floating around, excuse the pun. So I think that's a bit of an issue.
Inflationary. He said it's barely inflationary. Do you believe him?
No, and I said that earlier. I think if, for example, the government had said, you know, we're looking at a range of other policies to increase productivity. For example, we're looking at how we could attract and increase the scale and scope of investment into the country. And that would include changing the foreign capital rules. It would mean being an attractive destination for investment so that we could increase productivity. And we'd go, oh, yeah, well, that's interesting. Okay, let's see. The proof might be in the pudding, but there has been none of that under Labor. And I think it's problematic for them in the long term.
The ability to pass this cost on, what's your read on that?
Very low. I mean, businesses are, I mean, again, if a business has no capital left effectively to pay this and can't increase prices because then they'll face a decrease in demand, you know, they're in a really, really difficult position. And you're starting to see some of those challenges occur in industries like the construction sector.
What do you see the year unfolding like? You've got jobs being laid off left, right and centre in tech. You still can't get a chef or get anybody to work in hospo. How does the year unfold, do you think, economically for New Zealand?
Well, I think it remains challenging. And the key thing to look at is, you know, the government's relying on, for example, and it continues to say that is the tradable part of the economy that is increasing inflation. Well, actually, what you're seeing in other countries is inflation decline, and it's a result of some of the international stuff. So keep an eye on domestic inflation, I think, is the key thing. You're seeing it in housing, you're seeing it in wages, you're seeing it in food.
Good on you, Kirk. Appreciate it as always. Kirk Hope, Business New Zealand Chief Executive. Nicola Willis, the National Party Finance Spokesperson, was saying exactly that. Non-tradables is what it's called, the non-tradable inflation figure. Look it up, read about it, learn about it. It's the stuff we're creating. And what you will see is the non-tradable figure is higher than the general figure based on the fact that all the international stuff that Grant will tell you about, oh, it's the war, oh, it's the oil, not true anymore. We're creating our own inflation.